The following Pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on Once Upon a Time in Vegas.
I can't believe you let Jeff borrow the company jet.
Terry, it's been a month since that happened. Can you please stop chapping my ass about it?
Alan, do we really need to have this meeting with Jenny today?
Ginger, and yes, you told me you didn't want to date any more actresses. Isn't this what you want?
I said I wanted to date someone real. That walking mannequin's not real. She's a PR agent, for Christ's sake.
Philip, she'll look absolutely stunning with you. And you know her already. She's perfect.
I'm stopping for coffee. Going to need it.
Philip?
You!
You have absolutely no idea what my name is, do you?
No! I do remember you. You never showed up to the party that night.
I did, too. If I didn't go, how'd I get this name tag, huh?
I'm so sorry. You must think I'm a total jerk for inviting you and then not even meeting you there. Let me make it up to you. I'll buy you more coffee, lunch, new shoes. The ones you're wearing are ruined.
There's a great hole-in-the-wall Mexican place right around the corner.
You want me to take you out for Mexican?
Sure. Why not?
Nothing. Just not the answer I'm used to, I guess. Lead the way.
Feliz Navidad and welcome to Paco's. Are you ready to order, senor?
Sí, gracias. La señorita gustaría la tostada con pollo y para mí el plato de tacos de la casa, por favor.
Sí, señor, por supuesto. Gracias. Volveré pronto.
Philip, you speak Spanish?
4 years in high school.
But you still remember it. That's amazing how you just rattled that off. How many languages do you speak?
Just two. Not counting English. I memorize well.
Except for names.
I wanted to travel, so I learned them for communication purposes. I thought acting would be the perfect profession after that, since successful actors travel all over, filming on location, promotions in different countries, speaking to the populace, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But it's always about work. So now I have a head full of Spanish and French and not much to do with it but place an order in a restaurant.
I've always wanted to travel, but never been able to afford it. I always say that when I retire on my gigantic 401k plan, I'll go to all the places I said I would. Right. So give up the details. What other amazing things can you do that the world has no idea of?
Is this an interview?
No. I'm curious. It's hard to explain. You know how I said you were really just a normal guy when I talked to you at the bar?
Yeah.
Okay, granted, speaking four languages isn't what people would generally classify as normal, but it makes you more real.
I think I understand. It's like when I got to meet, he was the first big actor I ever worked with, tall, goatee,
Alan Rickman?
Yes, the Alan Rickman. I worked all night to memorize the entire script. Not just my lines, everyone's lines. So he wouldn't think I was some rank amateur, even though I basically was. But when we were doing the first read-through, he messed up his lines just the same as everyone. Suddenly, he wasn't Mr. Richardson.
Rickman.
Right. He was simply Alistair.
Alan.
Right. Alan.
That's exactly it. The more I know about you, the more real you become. Less of a screen god and more of a person.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'd be happy to tell you more. Provided one thing. You have to tell me more about yourself, too.
You'll regret that. My life is boring.
Cleo.
Chloe. But you were close.
Thanks. Chloe, you have yet to bore me.
All right, then. You asked for it. Tell me, how many musical instruments do you play?
Counting the kazoo?
I don't know. Have you ever won any awards for kazoo playing?
Counting grade school?
Okay, count the frickin' kazoo.
Six.
No way.
Way? I swear, it's true. Kazoo, piano, violin, trumpet, drums, and guitar. Though I haven't played the trumpet in a really long time.
Were you planning on becoming a musician?
No. The piano and violin were at my mother's insistence. Thought it would keep me out of trouble off the streets. The others, I learned on my own. After I got tired of one, I'd pick up another, because by then all my friends were in band. So, how many do you play?
One, I guess.
Which one?
Voice.
What?
Voice.
Ho, you sing?
No, I do not sing. I warble. I do not claim to have any talent toward that end. My singing is reserved for the shower and my car.
Oh, well, that's okay.
I used to sing a lot in high school.
What stopped you?
I would have thought the sentence was self-explanatory.
Ah, told you would never go anywhere with it, huh?
By my parents, as well as teachers and peers. I was convinced...
Oh, yeah, that it wasn't lucrative. You should give it up and concentrate on finding a real job, right? I've heard it all. It felt really good to hold that award, though. Look directly at the camera and tell everyone how much I love my real job.
Aquí lo tenemos. Me disculpas por la espera. Para la señorita, para el señor tan guapo. Por favor, buen provecho.
Gracias, señora.
Taco salad. It sounds much prettier when you're saying it, though.
Tostada?
Tostada.
You're an odd one, but I like that about you.
Thanks. So, tell me about your family.
I thought everyone knew about my family. Pass the hot sauce, would you please?
Here you go. And yes, but I'd like to hear it from you.
Okay, well, I was born here in the United States, but raised in Great Britain by my adopted parents, so I have dual citizenship.
Wait. You have dual citizenship in the U.S. and Great Britain? You realize that makes you Canadian.
What?
Sure. You take the United States and Great Britain, put them together, and you've got Canada.
I'm not Canadian.
What have you got against them Canadian hosers, eh?
Nothing. I'm just not Canadian. I have to be part French, too, you know.
Well, you speak French.
I don't speak French Canadian. Can I continue?
Please do.
Thank you. I tried looking for my birth parents when I got older, but nothing ever turned up. I'd been abandoned, so it was nearly impossible to get information.
That's so sad.
The closest I ever came was discovering the area where I'd been left. But it's been a long time, and Mom and Dad are great people, so I don't worry about it anymore.
Did you just say Mom?
Yes. It's like when someone goes home to the South, and when they come back, they're saying, y'all in fiction too, all the time. The accent sneaks in every now and then. I can generally turn it on and off when I need to, though.
So right now, are you talking the way you're comfortable talking, or the way you want me to hear you?
I'm not sure.
Talk to me how you want to, Philip.
Just talk however?
Yeah, you don't have to impress me. Go ahead, drop those R's.
I don't drop my R's, you're thinking Bostonian.
When you come back from visiting Mom and Dad, do you say lots of rather and cheerio?
Well, not to the extent you're thinking, probably.
Bloody hell.
I wasn't raised in those parts of Britain.
Too right.
Okay, now that's Australian. I'm not Hugh Jackman.
A fair dinkum cover. Good on you, mate.
Now you're just making fun of me.
I wouldn't do that. Those aren't your real teeth, are they?
Oh, just drive the knife file, Jack.
I'm just kidding. Look, this is me changing the subject. Is Grayson your birth name or your adopted name?
Neither, actually. I don't know my birth name, but my adopted name is Reeves.
Why'd you change it?
A little common, don't you think? Christopher Reeve, Keanu Reeves.
Neither of whom you've met, I'm guessing. Along with Hugh Jackman.
You would be guessing correctly.
How'd you come up with Grayson?
You'll never guess. Batman comics.
You're joking.
Well, I was a child actor. Besides, it seemed to fit. Dick Grayson was an orphan, too. Granted, my parents weren't killed in front of me, but come on, every boy wants to be Batman's sidekick, and his Nightwing he gets with Barbara Gordon. Hum, 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 hum. I'm going to stop now before I seem even more of a dork than I already do. Please tell me about your family now.
Okay. My parents have been married for 29 years.
That's wonderful.
It would be, were they suited for each other. I've been saying they should get divorced ever since I was old enough to know better.
They fight?
Like cats and dogs. I've got a younger brother who's psychotic, and an older brother who's completely messed up, and we're all 10 years apart. We babysat each other.
It's actually pretty smart. All I had were nannies and gentlemen's gentlemen. That's probably one reason I can't remember names. So many people came in and out of my life, it was more like a revolving door. Hey, I'm not letting you off that easy, though. You made fun of my teeth. Keep going.
Well, having all five of us under one roof was no picnic. On top of that, my mother raised me as a strict Christian good girl. No parties, 9 o'clock curfew, church every Sunday in scratchy dresses and tights, oh joy, and the whole 9 yards. And, wait for it, I'm still a virgin.
No.
Well, technically, I'm a virgin.
Technically? What does that mean?
Basically, that I've done pretty much everything but the actual deed.
You don't still live with your folks, do you?
No.
Then why haven't you...
When I moved out, I thought about it, but it was just never the right guy. The right moment hasn't happened yet.
Even though you were going to be married?
I'm surprised you remember that.
Of course. We're in the club, right?
Right. Even with my ex, it was never right. I figured when I was ready, I'd just know.
Why would you agree to marry someone you weren't even ready to sleep with?
Because he asked?
Not like I can talk. I just date who I'm told to.
Then are you...
Oh, God, no. No, no, no.
Didn't think so.
What is that?
Ugh. The real world calling. It's a text. Wow, there's barely any signal in here. No wonder I haven't gotten any calls. Why can't I reach you? Get back here now! Exclamation point. I guess I have to get back to work. Yes, Philip?
Well, I just wanted to know if you perhaps... some time when you can fit it into your schedule and the real world's not calling, would maybe like to, I don't know, go out for something that is not entirely unlike dinner?
Is this something that would be not entirely unlike a date?
I suppose not entirely.
You're not very good at this, are you? Why are you not very good at this?
Like I said, there's usually an intermediary. There's a calls are made... that somebody else... You know what? Can I have some water, please?
Would it help if you spoke in the third person?
I don't think that'll help. Well, maybe. Philip would like to ask Celeste if...
You're way off. Chloe.
Damn. Maybe this won't work. I don't...
Maybe it will. There. Now you can look at the name tag. Better?
Oh, much. Thank you. Okay. Philip would like to ask Chloe if Chloe would like to go out for dinner sometime.
Chloe wants to know why Philip wants to do this.
Because Chloe makes Philip feel comfortable and happy.
Chloe is glad she makes Philip feel this way. Would this dinner be tonight?
Oh, dang it. Philip can't. Well, not Philip has a date to be with many people tonight. It's not really a date, though. It's more like an audition.
Explain?
Okay. It's going to sound stupid, but... I told my agent I wanted to date someone real. He's trying to set me up with my publicist.
Uh-huh. Well, Good luck with that.
I don't really want to do it. I don't.
Then why are you going?
Well, I kind of already said I would. I'm going over there after this to finalize things for tonight. In all honesty, though, I'd rather spend more time with you.
Why?
Oh, wow. That is a lovely shade of red. You really don't have that great of an image of yourself, do you?
This from the man who has no idea he's hyper cute. Crap. I didn't mean to say that out loud.
You think I'm hyper cute?
Oh, no.
No, no. Don't cover up your hyper cute face like that.
I am not hyper cute.
Sure you are.
Is this why you'd like to spend more time with me? To torment me?
No. Like I said, you make me feel comfortable. Normal. With you, I really laugh. I really smile. I don't have to be like this all the time.
Doesn't that smile hurt your face?
Only about the first 50 times. So, will you come to dinner with me?
Let's see. I'll have to check my schedule. Of course I will.
Awesome. Wonderful. Thank you. How about Friday night? 8 o'clock?
Sounds great. Come on, walk me back to my car.
And I'm picking the restaurant this time.
Sure.
I guess I can't keep you from the outside world any longer.
If I stay, I'm risking big trouble. Here, why don't you take the name tag? Maybe you can stick it on your sun visor or someplace where you'll see it a lot, and that'll help you memorize it.
I doubt it. At best, I'll probably start calling you, "Hello, my name is Chloe."
I'll keep it then. A memento. I'll see you Friday.
Wait, give me your phone number so I can tell you where we're going.
Okay, let me see your phone. I'll give you this number. I get more personal calls on that one. There, all set. I put it under Ruined Shoes Girl.
You've outsmarted me already. And you wonder why I like you. All right. I'll call you soon. I had a lovely time with you today.
Yeah. See you, Philip.
Right. Cheery. Bye.
Wow. He should be illegal. Okay. Driving now. Oh, my God. Did that really just happen? Yes, it did. Oh, holy tap dancing Jesus. Philip Carter Grayson took me to lunch and he wants to see me again and he even kissed me. And it was warm and sweet like hot fudge and just as addicting. Sure, I kissed him before, but it's not the same thing. I just can't believe it. It's like Christmas came early. Oh, shit. What the hell, you idiot? Danny? What the hell are you doing out in the parking garage? You were driving like a maniac.
Chloe, where have you been? I've been trying to get hold of you off the news. It said you were outside the service area, and after I gave her the news, she got so angry.
Whoa. Slow down. What's the problem? Did Ginger find out I was actually eating lunch on my lunch break?
Chloe, she's in trouble.
Who? Is it Tessa?
No, Ginger's hired someone to kill Terry.
Tessa? Tessa, can you hear me?
I can't believe you left the door unlocked.
We were both going to the garage, Abby. You could have locked the door, too. Tessa, answer me.
She doesn't have the clothing to be outside. She could be freezing to death out here.
All right.
Look, I'm just as worried as you. More so, she's my mate. You stay here in case she wanders back. I'll follow her trail.
Oh, the snow's covered her footprints.
How do you think?
Please, hurry.
It is you.
Hello, beautiful. What in the world are you doing? You must be freezing. Your hands. You're bleeding. No. Tessa, wake up. Wake up. Don't fall asleep. Wake up. Tessa. Wake up.
We needed a tree.
What? You mean this little thing here?
It's a tree. It's almost Christmas. We need one.
You dug this out of the ground, didn't you? Oh, Tessa, why?
It's what we always do. We pick a tree, we hang the ornaments, we sing carols. We take it home and build a fire and we help make dinner.
Tessa, stay with me. Keep talking.
But I'm sleepy.
I know you are, but you can't fall asleep. You didn't need to do this. I would have gotten you a tree.
No. Nana and Papa always let me pick the tree. I had to do it.
Okay, but let's take it home now, all right? Oh, you must be so cold.
It's for you, Jeff.
What?
It's for you. It's our first Christmas together. I wanted to give you something, so I picked this one for you. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Tessa. Oh, Merry Christmas. Come on. Let's take the tree and go home.
chapter of Once Upon a Time in Vegas. The gloves are off and the claws come out.
Read the headline.
Philip Carter Grayson and Mystery Woman. Who is she? Are they an item?
Oh, it's great publicity, Mr. Grayson. But it's not my publicity. That old news has got the whole country talking. I want to know who she is.
Alan, I am not going out with her tonight. I don't want anyone to think I'm dating her.
Just the one date, I promise.
Danny, are you sure Ginger's hired someone to kill Terry? She didn't just say she wanted to, because she does that several times every week.
I'm positive, Chloe. I pushed the wrong button on the switchboard and overheard her on the phone.
Why in the hell would Ginger do this? I mean, I know they're not best buddies or anything, but this seems a little extreme.
I had to tell her some bad news.
Hello? Hello? Are you inside a building or something? Listen, if you are, get out of there. Ginger sent someone to kill you.
Buckle up for Book 2, Chapter 5, The Face of Evil.
Danny, we're in trouble.
Premiering on January 9th, 2009. Only at PendantAudio.com.
Once Upon a Time in Vegas, Book 2, Chapter 4, My Lunch with Philip and Christmas Time in New York, featuring the voice talents of Lexi Rawl as Chloe, Philip Weber as Philip, Jeffrey Bridges as Danny, David Ault as Jeff, Marley Norton as Abby, Renee Christine Jones as Tessa, and M. Sierra Garcia as the waitress and language consultant. Written by Alicia Lane Matheson and Renee Christine Jones, based on an original work of fiction by Renee Christine Jones and Alicia Lane Matheson, directed by Alicia Lane Matheson, assistant director Colin Snow. Original music composed by Kevin MacLeod, produced by Pendant Productions. Once Upon a Time in Vegas, created by Alicia Lane Matheson and Renee Christine Jones, copyright 2008, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.